Florida man accused of shooting, killing pregnant girlfriend for refusing abortion. By Catherine Hamilton on August 31, 2023. A Florida man is accused of shooting and killing his pregnant 18-year-old girlfriend and her unborn baby after she refused to get an abortion, police announced on Tuesday. Donovan Fison, 21, was arrested Tuesday for the double homicide of his girlfriend, Kaylin Fiengo, and her unborn baby. His arrest comes nearly 10 months after Fiengo was discovered shot to death in her car at a park in Sanford, according to the Sanford Police Department. On November 11, 2022, a police officer patrolling near Coastline Park found a car backed into a parking spot. When the officer approached, he found Fiengo in the driver's seat, dead from an apparent gunshot wound, officials said. Through the course of the investigation, investigators determined that Kaylin went to Coastline Park the night of the homicide to meet Donovan Fison. In the weeks before the homicide, Kaylin and Fison had multiple arguments in which Kaylin's pregnancy was the focus of the argument, a police department press release reads. Investigators believe that Fison wanted Kaylin to terminate the pregnancy, and Kaylin's refusal to do so was the probable motive for the homicide. Fiengo was at the end of her first trimester at the time of the shooting. Police did not specify if Fison was the father of the unborn baby. Fison is facing two charges of felony homicide, one for Fiengo and one for her unborn baby. Today's events come after a long, almost 10 months, of an exhaustive investigation, Sanford Police Chief Cecil Smith said in a statement. Our investigators have made sure every possible shred of evidence was processed and analyzed in order to bring Kaylin's killer to justice. Fiengo leaves behind a one-year-old son named Ace. Her parents said at the time of her death that she was a devoted mother, the New York Post reported. Though Kaylin faced many challenges that set her apart from her peers in many ways, she made friends everywhere she went, her obituary states. Kaylin loved spending time with her son, siblings, and friends. Kaylin really was a fun-loving child and had an old soul. Smith said he hopes Fison's arrest provides some closure to her family. This beautiful, young woman and mother was taken from this world far too soon and in a horrific way, Smith said. We hope that today's arrest brings the slightest amount of peace for Kaylin's family and the young son she left behind. It doesn't bring her back, but at least she will have the justice she deserves.